Over the past 24 hours, the Russian occupiers launched 10 missile strikes, 15 airstrikes, and more than 56 MLRS attacks at objects across Ukraine, violating the norms of international humanitarian law, laws and customs of war. The infrastructure of more than 33 settlements was damaged in Russian strikes over the past day, particularly of Slavhorod, Kramatorsk, Bakhmut, Mayorsk, Vodian, Dorozhna, Soledar, Novopol, Zaporizhia, Mykolaiv, Oleksandrivka, Snihorivka, Nova Odessa, Shirok, Bilohursk, Myrolyubivka, and Bielokrinitsia. The so-called mobilization measures are ongoing in the territories temporarily occupied by the Russists. According to the available information, as of the 14th of September, the previously issued documents on the postponement of mobilization for about 500 employees of the Yenikiv Iron and Steel Works were revoked. In addition, men were banned from leaving the territory of the temporarily occupied Crimea without the permission of the military commissariats. The enemy continues to take measures to replenish personnel and form reserve units. According to available information, the formation of 4 rifle battalions is underway at the base of the 36th Separate Guards Motor Rifle Brigade of the 29th Combined Arms Army of the Eastern Military District, stationed in the village of Borzya, Transbaikal Territory. The officer positions in the mentioned battalions are staffed by teachers of the Far Eastern Higher Military Command School. Earlier it was reported about the formation of a naval rifle regiment based on the Black Sea Higher Naval School in temporarily occupied Sevastopol. The Russian military leadership continues to pursue the practice of World War II during the formation of these units, which indicates significant problems and miscalculations. Over the past day, the units of the Defense Forces of Ukraine repelled the Russian attacks near Mayorsk, Vesel, Kurdiyamivka, and Novomikhailivka. Over the past 24 hours, Ukrainian aviation hit 24 enemy manpower and military equipment clusters, 4 positions of anti-aircraft missile systems, and 1 ammunition depot. In addition, the Ukrainian air defense units destroyed Su-25 aircraft, a guided air missile, and 3 enemy UAVs in different directions. Missile troops and artillery struck 16 objects of the occupiers over the past day, including 6 clusters of personnel, weapons, and military equipment, 7 areas of artillery buildup, 3 ammunition depots. The total losses of the enemy are being clarified. Moreover, successful fire damage to the cluster of Russian weapons and military equipment in the area of Novoedar, Luhansk region, on the 18th of September was confirmed. About 50 military equipment units were eliminated and disabled, and ammunition was destroyed. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian units inflicted damage on the enemy's manpower cluster near Svatov. It is known that 70% of the stationed personnel died. Natalia Tolib.